Wednesday, July 9th, 2025. Okay, it's 3:21 a.m. I got up at 2:15, so I made a plan to try to get some painting done, which kind of dictates the rest of the day for me. Yesterday, I was going to work out in the backyard, which I did work out in the backyard, but I ended up weeding out this section of my backyard in the sun, and it really beat me. So that's why I didn't really get that much done. I got some other weeding done in throughout the yard, but this one particular patch of dirt, it has this weed that I work against throughout my yard. I think it's called Nutty Sedge, and it's just real invasive. It's hard to get rid of. I figured a plan of attack for it, and it's been working so far. But I just have to take the yard in sections, because it pops up in the strangest places. You know, I don't know how it gets to certain places, but it does. So what I do is I go through and I weed it out and have nothing but dirt left. Okay. Because there's a variety of weeds, but this one particular, the two weeds I don't want are the Bermuda grass and the Nutty Sedge. And but when I clean out the area, I'll flatten it out and keep it watered. And the first two things usually to sprout are the Nutty Sedge and the Bermuda grass, which is, then I can say, okay, there's some of the remnants of it where it is, and I go after it. And it's actually worked pretty good so far. So I was doing that with this section, but it was in the sun and it was getting hot. I mean, it beat me. So I'm going to try to get some painting done before I go on my walk with the dog. And she's in here with me today. Angel, also known as Chaos. And she's laying down. She realizes, yeah, it's too early. I think she's starting to learn. It's been over a year now, so maybe she is learning. Who knows? We'll see. So let me get the painting here. Okay, it says it's 4:28 a.m. I got to get going here. I got to be out of here about 10 to 5. So I still have to change, clean my brushes up a little, and get ready to go. So I was painting, I was adjusting the shadow where my older sister playing the trumpet was sitting. Trying to get it to blend in more to everything else. So it looks pretty good so far. But, you know, you start working across the way and it's like, okay, well, now I got to adjust this. Now I got to adjust that. Now I got to adjust this. It always makes you feel like this paintings will never get done, you know, if you're constantly adjusting stuff. So I don't really care about getting stuff turned out. But I'd like to show it, so you got to finish it, right? All this work you do, hey, this is what I've done. Okay. And as I turn around, I look at this one panel here that I was going to do Santa Rosa, but you know, this panel is way too big for that idea. I'm going to use that panel for something else, a better idea. So, well, I don't know, maybe yes, maybe no. We'll see. I don't really, one thing for sure, I really don't like the drawing that's on there now. So I'm definitely going to sand that down. Okay, so let me get going here. The dog is wagging her tail. She says, oh, we're going for a walk today. After over a month of not walking, she realizes, oh, yeah, we're getting close. So anyway, be back in a bit. Okay, 5:44 a.m. Went for the walk, came back, got out of my armor, and lifted some weights some more. Taking it easy on the weights too, because I don't want to overdo it and hurt myself and not be able to lift weights. So, slow road back to recovery. Like I don't know if I mentioned it, but like I was telling my wife, I'm going to do this half half walk for 2 weeks, and then at the end of 2 weeks, reevaluate to see if I want to do my full walk. I do the same basically for the weightlifting too. So, anyway, let me. I got to go out and water in the back, eat some breakfast later on, and. Oh boy. Come back out here and paint some more before we have to go grocery shopping today since it is Wednesday. So be back in a bit. Okay. Back at 9:10 a.m. Ate some breakfast, went to the restroom, talked to the wife, watched a little TV, I guess, news and stuff. Catch up on what's going on. A lot of bad stuff going on, a lot of good stuff going on, just as usual. So many people dying in those floods in Texas and now New Mexico, too. So, anyway, just hope that they find some people alive at least. Okay, let me get back to painting, and everybody hold on. Really 10:23 a.m. Okay, just thought I'd take a little break to talk. I've been thinking about this, and talk a little bit about what I do when I paint. I talked about adjusting stuff and what have you. Well, I really don't know where I'm going, okay? Because I'm not a genius, so I can't conceive of the whole painting in my head and then put it down in one fell swoop. It's a development thing, you know. You like this particular painting I'm working on here, Gesundheit. this particular painting I'm working on here, Jacinto's 1958 American Dream. The first thing I did was I drew it in as best I could. And truthfully, I went through the drawing. I drew it for about a month and a half. Okay. And using paint and what have you, not just with pencil or what. I don't usually use pencil. I like to use the paint. And I put down certain colors to try to get a feel for it and what have you. And some things work, some things don't work. So during the drawing process, I get the drawing done, and I'm pretty much, bless you, I'm pretty much ready to change anything I want at that time. But the main drawing process is just to get the idea down and get an idea where I might want to go with this. But right now I'm at the point where the drawing is pretty much set. I'm painting, but you just can't put paint down and expect it to work. There's gotta be, you know, I'll put a color down or a dark or a dark light down and realize, oh yeah, this is not working yet. So I got to adjust it to where it seems like it's going to work properly. And, right now I'm working on, my sister Monica sitting on the floor reading a book. And just trying to get her to seem like she's actually sitting on the floor. The drawing is not helping, okay? I'm working against the drawing, okay? The drawing itself doesn't show her sitting down on a plane that's in the real world is her. She and the plane of the floor are in two different universes. So the paint has to kind of like make up for that. And the light and dark has to make up for that. The intensity has to make up for that, you know. So that's what I'm adjusting right now. And I guess that's what takes so long for my paintings, for me to figure out where I'm going with some of this stuff, because I work against the drawing a lot, you know. If you look at some of my paintings, the drawings themselves are, I want the drawing to be there because it makes the composition interesting. But when you go to put it in a term that that your mind will say, okay, this makes sense as far as holding together as an idea. Okay, the paint has to do that job because the drawing's not really going to help it on some of my paintings that you look at. So I guess that's what I wanted to talk about, is just it's a slow increment of finding out what paint, what color, what intensity, what dark, what light, what, I don't know, whatever works to make an idea. I don't know what it's going to look like at the end. I just know that at the end, yeah, there's no other adjustment that needs to be made, because it's actually, it may not be a reality in life, but it's in a real world, as far as how what it looks like in the real world, because everything's so distorted anyway when I draw and paint. But at least it makes sense in my mind that the colors are right, and to describe something there. And I do make compromises on things. Like I said, I'm working against the drawing right now. I'm not going to change this drawing. I'm not going to, because then the composition is thrown off. And then I'm working with a whole different idea. Why not just stick with that idea and finish it out? You know, and I'm finishing it out with the paint. Okay? With the hue, the dark, the light, the intensity, and all that sort of stuff. Okay, I try not to let texture get too involved. I don't really care for texture too much. Drawn in texture, okay, but paint texture, I'm not really that happy with it. But I do use it every now and then. Okay, so let me get back to work here, and I'll talk to you later. Okay. 12:19 p.m. So I'm gonna quit now because I gotta get ready. I'm gonna go shopping today, grocery shopping. I wanna be able to take a good shower and shave and do all that sort of stuff. Nails are okay. Ooh, what's that? Oh, okay. Yeah, so some of the stuff that I painted on a week ago or whatever. A little over a week ago, it's gonna have to get sanded just a touch, just to get the texture. Because, like I said, I don't really like paint texture too much in some spots, and that's kind of distracting. So I'll sand it down a little. Okay, so worked on the floor. Got my sister Monica to sit down better. Yeah, it is. It is looking a little better. So we'll see how that works out. My sister Ruth. Mary Ruth, sitting on the chair pretty good. The shadow looks pretty good. And let's see. Yeah. So everything's starting to come together here. Not going to change the floor too much. Pretty much going to leave it the way it is as far as drawing, and the fact that it's green with the red. I want to adjust that, but it looks so good sometimes. You know, I said, should I mess with that some more or not? And I know I'm going to mess with it some more because I got to give it another coat. But I mean, do I really want to change it drastically? I don't think I really want to do that. Ah, okay. Let's see. So let's call it quits for today. I really didn't take a look at the news too much, so it's kind of a free day, I guess. Free of the world. Anyway, so let's see what's going on here, and talk to you tomorrow, probably.